One of the community day senior high schools for the Upper West Achim District of the Eastern Region has been completed. President John Mahama inaugurated the Kwaoba Nyanua Community Day School at a ceremony yesterday at Nyanua. The construction of the community day schools is a major manifesto promise and part of government's vision to increase access and expand education across the country. President Mahama again stated that his decision to make huge investments in infrastructural development may not be popular or politically expedient for some critics, but the goal is to leave a lasting legacy. Pascaline Adadevo reports.
The ceremony was not only symbolic, but historic, because barely 2 years ago, President Mahama stood on that very ground to cut the sod for the commencement of 200 community day schools across the country. The Kwaoba Nyanua Community Day Senior High School is the fourth the president is inaugurating. It will accommodate about 1,000 students and has modern facilities like a science laboratory and a well-stocked library. Even though there are few senior high schools in the Upper West Achim District, this is the first day school. Residents and some students expressed their satisfaction with the project.
I'm impressed about it because to put out building like this as a day school, because I want to know that it's true. So I've traveled far away from Lower Manya to this place to witness it with my eye.
School now banned, you're going to because you're school, no not school, no be near. The mama, your papa, what you're going to call others, nice, I mean, then one sample, no, and who you're doing, the mama, woman, to my friend, to us. The young girl, I'm going to get you, I'm going to be a square, wait me if you're a point, I could feel.
The chief of Nyanua and Binkumhene of Asamankese, Bafo Kweku Akon, spoke on behalf of the chief of Asamankese, Osaberima Eduda Akon. His joy was profound because government had fulfilled two promises made to them. The first was the completed senior high school, and secondly, ongoing works on the poor road network, referring to the president as Osia Dieyo, meaning someone who walks the talk. Nana Akon pledged total commitment to the NDC government. President Mahama reiterated his commitment to ensure that the educational sector receives a major boost. He announced that to make true the policy of local content, all textbooks needed for learning are to be printed locally and distributed to the schools. President Mahama invited local printing press to go and bid for the contract. Outlining his changing lives and transforming Ghana agenda, the president stated that his aim is not to take populist decisions, but tough ones that will translate into a lasting legacy for generations and born.
In everybody's life, you make sacrifices for the things that are important. We cannot have money in our pockets when the roads are not good. What is the use of money in your pocket when you are sick, you can't get a hospital to go and be cured? And so sometimes when we are squeezing ourselves, it is to do the things that are essential. It's to put in place the social and economic infrastructure. When you are put in the social and economic infrastructure, then you can begin to put the money into your pocket. And so it's good politics to say and your man why a day, but the money that we are raising, we are using for things that will benefit this country. You cannot have jobs when you don't have social infrastructure. And so we have spent these last 4 years investing in bringing the social infrastructure back up to scratch. And when I win the second term, then we will start putting money in your pockets.
Minister of Education, Professor J. Nano Pokwajiman, charged the students, parents and the community to let the facility serve the purpose for which it was provided.